An AP government teacher is getting credit for stopping a shooting at North Thurston High School in Lacey, Washington. Police say the teacher tackled the shooter after he opened fire Monday morning just before classes began. No one was injured, but the shooting left students and parents in a state of shock. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It happens every time. When there's a school shooting, parents rush to the school to reunite with their children. It was no different at North Thurston High School on Monday morning.
Here's the process.
A school staffer addressed anxious parents.
The main building is still in lockdown. Okay? It's clear. Everything's fine.
But the parents were told they might have to wait a while to be reunified. Rebecca McQueen, in tears, huddled with other moms. Her son is a sophomore at the school.
I'm just freaking out.
Other parents were frustrated. Some could see their children through the chain-link fence standing on the football field, but the gates were locked. Heidi Burden's son is a ninth grader.
I've driven around a whole city block, but I can't get my kid.
As parents waited, they texted with their teenagers, and the story of what happened inside the school began to emerge. Emily Statler says her daughter was in the school's commons area.
She heard the gunshot. She looked over. She saw him doing it and ran. That's all she can remember, really. She's kind of in shock.
As Statler spoke, a news helicopter circled overhead. Eventually, the stadium gates opened, and the reunification of stressed-out parents and terrified students began.
Okay, I need you to sign this, please. Thank you.
Parents signed their children out and left with them wrapped in hugs. Some stopped to tell their story. Liam Sedgwick heard the first shot.
And it sounded like maybe a table slamming.
Senior Jeremy Craig also heard the gunfire. It was near the gym.
It sounded like weights were dropping in the weight room.
Craig continued walking into the commons, and suddenly he was looking at the shooter dressed in black.
And he fired one round into the ceiling, and I just turned around and ran outside.
After that second shot, Liam Sedgwick says...
And everybody started running up the stairs, screaming gunshots.
Sedgwick and his girlfriend escaped the school and hid in a nearby neighborhood. Moments after that second shot, teacher Brady Olson stepped in.
The teacher tackled the student.
Jim Mack is a commander with the Lacey Police Department. A reporter asked him how he would describe the teacher's actions.
It's very heroic. He put his own self at risk to ensure that no one got hurt.
In a statement, teacher Brady Olson says he reacted in a way that any other teacher would react at the sound of a gunshot, and that he had help from several others. The gunman is described as a 16-year-old who recently transferred to the school. Police say he brought the six-shot revolver to school from home and told them in an interview he had not intended to hurt anyone else. The school district says it had no indication the student might do something like this. Whatever his motive, student Kiana Larson says he definitely made a statement. She was in the commons when he came down the stairs and fired the second shot. She then tripped and fell, trying to escape.
I thought I was gonna die because I couldn't get up and all my friends were leaving. And I finally got up and I didn't even look back. I just started running.
Larson spoke as she left campus with her mom after being interviewed by police. North Thurston High was closed for the rest of the day while investigators worked and bomb-sniffing dogs made sure the building was clear. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.